So you are unwilling to compromise on your position?
Ivalice's reunification under its rightful king was Duke Larg's ardent wish. We've no intention of laying down arms until the Black Lion's men bend the knee to King Orinus. They will not steer the helm of Ivalice, and nor will the Church. Not so long as this house stands.
Do you not know who made your assassination of Duke Larg possible?
I mislike the question. Larg was felled by one of Gul'tanna's assassins. Or do you mean to say that you were the ones who sent him?
That you would dare to make such jests? The Church has fallen far indeed. There is to be no convincing you, then.
Were it our desire, we could crush the Templarate like an overripe grape. Of that, I am quite convinced.
Tell me, this poison employed at Besalat, do you know what it was?
I am told it was an extract of moss fungus spores.
An insidious thing, moss fungus. It takes a great quantity to kill a man, but the toxin never leaves the blood. The smallest, most undetectable of doses will prove lethal if repeated oft enough. The person being poisoned is oft unaware, for the symptoms are easy to confuse with those of common affliction. Headaches, chills, joint pain, high fever. Such things are observed before the lungs flood and the stricken struggles for breath. The young and robust may pull through, but the odds favor not the elderly and infirm. Your late lord father was taken by malady, was he not?
What is it that you wish to say?
I'm told you yourself have some knowledge in poisoncraft.
What of it?
I recently learned an interesting fact. I had wondered if you might be aware of it. When one poisoned by moss fungus is buried, they say toadstools sprout on the grave, because spores remain in the body. For which reason those killed by moss fungus at Besalat are being cremated, as a precaution. Forgive me, I digress. Yes. There was another matter. A gift from High Confessor Marcel.
A gemstone.
It is a zodiac stone. A blessed crystal from Malond. The High Confessor wished for you to have it. Please accept it as a symbol of the Church's good faith.